What's up, guys? I'm Live TV Pro, Travolos Blunt, and welcome to another edition of the Pro Series of Bodybuilding. As always, I'm with my co-pilot this evening, Mr. Muscle Papa, John Hawley. How are you, sir?
Hey, Travolos. I'm doing probably a little bit better than you. Hey, what are you, 4 weeks out? How's that diet going, prepping for the Arnold?
That's it. It's getting down there. Starting to look like that guy. Excited for what I'm going to bring to the stage.
Oh, yeah. Everything going well with the diet and the training? No injuries?
No sickness. We got that flu going around, so just trying to stay away from people and keep my hands clean and, just kind of take it home this last 4 weeks.
That's kind of hard to do, staying away from people when you got all those
students.
Students around you.
I have them talk to me at a distance.
You're in a bubble up there. Imagine you look a little peculiar sometimes, backing up from all those sneezing, runny nose kids.
You'd be surprised.
Poorly dressed.
I wipe down the classroom a couple times a week. I have a can of Lysol sitting behind my desk. They call me a germaphobe.
Yeah, but you got to be. I mean, kids are terrible. I mean, it'd be 30 degrees outside, and they'll arrive to school in shorts.
Oh, man, public school, it's a little bit of everything.
Well, no, we've got a... one of your compadres...
Yeah, I think that's kind of our segue. Yeah, it's kind of a perfect segue because I'm 4 weeks out, and our guest is also 4 weeks out. Joining us for the interview tonight is IFBB Physique Pro and two-time Olympian, Mr. Matt Mugford. How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes, it's an honor. Thank you for having me, man.
So, let's dive right in. How's your prep going?
I'm actually not prepping right now for anything. I'm just in the off-season right now, gearing up for a show later on in the year in the summer.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I thought that you were headed to the Arnold. You're not in prep for the Arnold.
No, sir.
Okay, but you have already qualified for the 2018 Olympia.
Yes, I have.
Okay, and you did that back at Kentucky Muscle?
Yes, back at Kentucky Muscle I had qualified there with the win with the old rules before the new rules took effect January 1st with that.
Now, just really quickly, can you touch on the old rules? Now, the way it worked previously was one win and you're in, correct?
Yes, so the way the old rules worked is one win and you're in. What was happening, with a lot of the guys in the IPB, guys would hit one show, they would win, and they would shut it down for the season and, show up to Olympia. And what was happening is we were having 35, 40 guys on the Olympia stage, and it was getting kind of out of hand. It's too many guys on stage, and it pushes back time. With this, I like the new rules. I think it'll make the sport a lot more competitive. Whereas now, starting January 1st, the top 20 in points will go to Olympia. So even if you win a show, you don't automatically qualify. So the top 20 in points will go. So you're going to see people grinding really hard right now. So it'll make the stage a little bit more prestigious. You won't have as many guys on stage. You'll have, the best physiques on stage, the best 25 physiques. It'll be a better competition. So I agree with the rules.
Absolutely. The best of the best, the elite. Now, where are you looking to make your 2018 debut?
I'm looking to make my debut at the Chicago Pro here.
Okay.
Beginning July and June.
A little later in the summer.
Yeah, a little later in the summer. I have some other military stuff I got going on right now that I got to take care of before I go into full-blown prep with that.
How's that work now? Because you qualified under the old rules, so you can go, but you're still going to compete in July and kind of be on prep on through the Olympia?
Yes. The goal with that is, just to be ready, get on stage, and get dialed in, and whatever changes I need to make going into Olympia, I can make them. But I'm feeling pretty confident. I needed a longer off season to, really build on some improvements, because I had grinded all last year, hitting three shows early in the early in the year, last year, and then that show later in Kentucky, I really didn't have an off season per se. I think I really needed that break and that, you know, to really bring something even better to the stage for the best stage in the world at Olympia, you know what I mean? So that's in the works right now.
Do you, Travalis, do you know what the numbers have gone up to in terms of numbers of shows? I know I've been, because that was kind of the issue. There was a break point. If you got over a certain number of shows, then it would be not.
I know that we have exceeded the amount that now it will go to points. And then, yeah, you know, there's also a tiered point system. The exact number of shows, no, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I wonder if it's expanded dramatically with all these international pro qualifiers, because I guess many of them will be adding bikini and men's physique. I guess that's been part of the driving force.
That's what they have now, is they're actually adding a lot more shows in as well. I don't know if you guys saw, but they had that Charu Pro that Raymond and my teammates, Raymond and Dre, are hitting. That's down in Colombia. They got a lot of people. They got some bikini pros going down there. Ray and Dre going down there. You know, it'll bring more attention down there for the sport as well, so that's pretty good. You know, I think what they're trying to do is expand more and get us more exposed to different parts of the world, which I think is great too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As the IFBB continues to expand, I check the list almost weekly, and almost weekly you can see updates, and they've added shows, like Matt was saying, all around the world, you know, all throughout Asia and parts of Europe, so it's a great place to be right now. I mean, really, we are, you know, going global.
It's going to be interesting in terms of coverage, because I believe they'd initially listed Iran for this last weekend, but I haven't seen any results for Iran, any score sheets or photos. They had Tunisia in talking to JM, he was noting that, you know, they were pulling photos from Instagram and a variety of things to try to get information out. So yeah, I hope some of the media folks will help pick up the ball and run with it and get the photos to NPC News and get the information to IFBBPro.com. So you guys going around, prepping, going to these shows all over the world. us fat dudes with cameras need to be there.
get some of that coverage. Now, John mentioned Tunisia, so, you know, we've also expanded into Africa. Now, Matt, you have some stories about Africa. I guess you began your prep there last year?
Yes, I began my prep out there last year. It's kind of funny. I was deployed in Niger, Africa, from
okay, now hold
November.
On. Now, everyone may not know, you were a member of the U.S. Air Force, correct?
Yes, correct, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, I wanted to get that out there. I'm sorry.
No, So I'm a member of the U.S. Air Force. Got deployed to Niger, Africa from March of 16 to April of 2017 last year. And I actually started my prep in Africa from, I think we started January 2017, so like about a year ago around this time. And I told Omar, my coach, Omar Ventura, what I was working with out there, and he's like, yeah, let's make it happen. So, you know, no excuses. You do what you do best with what you got, you know. So I started my prep out there. I got back in April, and I was actually 6 weeks out from Orlando, Europa. So it was definitely different for me because I'm not used to it. But, you know, adapted pretty quick, made it happen, and worked with what I got out there. You know, so
I got three kids that are Army. So if any of my kids are listening, they're going to be going, oh, the Air Force, they always get good food anyway. You know, it's like, Army's eating dirt, you know, like in South Korea.
You know, because those Army guys would come through and be like, oh, you guys have all this stuff. Like, oh, they'd be so happy to have it, you know. They're not lying when they say that, you know. So that might be partially true.
But only partially, because, you know, you're not getting – how was it in – Niger for you in terms of food? Were you missing things?
In terms of food, I mean, you know, we have, like, you know, tents and, you know, serve up like a dining facility with a tent, but, you know, we really don't have the best proteins and carb sources. So what we did have was, you know, like tuna packs. So what I did a lot of times is my protein was just always tuna, and then I had rice cakes, so I would just use those for my carbs and main protein sources. And we also had like eggs. That was my other protein source. But other than that, I mean, I kept it basically pretty basic with that. And then protein, I had a tub of protein with a shaker, you know, just taking 2-3, sometimes more shakes a day if I can't get a meal in, you know what I mean? So, definitely, like I said, definitely different for me. I didn't stress too much, you know, because, you know, you have a goal, you know, you gotta make it happen no matter what, you know, so.
How did you have to flip the script when you were 7 weeks out coming back to the States? Was there some?
So I came, I mean, obviously I was a little bit behind schedule, you know, given the circumstances. Got back, up my car. We had to change some stuff around and really try and dial in, but, you know, I still didn't dial in the way I wanted to. Come showtime, I still had probably a good physique, you know. Placed, I believe, eighth at that show, which actually is my worst placing ever placed in IBB. You know, I've always been that first call-out, top five, since I've been a pro. So it was kind of good for me, but, you know, I went on that and built from that, and, you know.
Blame it on Niger.
I don't know if it's all Niger's fault, you know. There's just some, you take what you got from it, and you learn, and you move on, you know, so. Yes.
What'd you think of his physique there? Because you competed in that one, didn't you, Charles?
I was in the show. I didn't compete, but I was in the show.
Yeah.
But no, Matt always looks great. His conditioning is always on point. Mm-hmm. You know, when I kind of go through and kind of handicap, you know, the list of names, I know that, like you said, he's always one of those ones that kind of stand out, and I know I'm going to see him first call out.
And then again, y'all were at Kentucky Muscle this last year as well.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead, Travis. No, go ahead, Travis. Go ahead. No, what I was going to say is he's one of the competitors that I tend to see quite a bit throughout the year.
Well, so you do like to compete a bunch, so this doesn't hurt you. It's not like Benito, Bendia, where was see him once a year?
This is what I like to do, you know what I mean? I like to compete. You know, I don't want to step on stage once a year and then, even if I were to, you know, like I qualify for one show, like I want to compete. I want to be on stage. I want to, you know, that's what I like to do, you know. So I did, after, I think, Europa, I did Denver, Mile High.
I saw you in Denver there. Also.
Yeah. Took third.
Okay.
Denver. Was a good show for me. I was there last year for my pro debut when I took second. So, brought a good physique. Went to Dallas Europa two weeks later, took fifth, and then, kind of took a step back after that. Me and Omar talked, revised some things, and I always had my eyes set on the Kentucky Muscle because, I know that was a show they wanted me to hit years ago after I went pro. So I figured I would take some time off and try and build on that and hit that show with the ground running. You know, it was not too hard of a prep because I was already pretty ready from the previous three shows I did earlier last year. So
now, is that just kind of a mindset of Team Ventura? Because you mentioned your teammates, Dre and both Ray, they're headed down to Columbia. Both of them and you guys tend to get on stage a lot throughout the season. Is that just something, you know, to kind of in Team Ventura's way?
That's us. I mean, we like to compete. We want to be the best. We're here to prove something, you know. You know, we're not just like any other, you know, team, Instagram team out there. You know, we're Team Ventura. You know, we represent the best. We want to be the best, you know. You know, when you see someone, you'll know, oh, yeah, he's Team Ventura by his posing. Like, yo, like, yeah, that's them, you know, that's them. We want to be those guys, you know. We want to be the top guys. So we have to compete. We don't have a choice.
Mm.
We got to step on stage.
Now,
we got to be the best.
On such a talented team with, you know, so many superstars and big names, is it ever a challenge to maybe get, you know, your time or to get Omar to, you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm sure he's pulled a million different directions.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? He's been doing this for so many years. he balances his stuff out pretty well. You know, I could text him right now and he'd answer me in 5 minutes. I could call him right now and he would call me right back or answer right away, you know. It's never really an issue with me or anyone else on the team, you know. And that's why I think we do so well when it comes to the stage as opposed to other teams, you know what I mean?
How do you have to pick different shows too? I mean, it seems like y'all might get
what's
in fist. Do you have to pick different shows? I mean, are you? It seems like y'all might get in a fist fight if you're all on the same stage. Yeah, some of that camaraderie might wear off.
We pick shows strategically based on the person, but you know, if it happens, you know, I think one of my competitions last year we had 4 or 5 Team Ventura dudes in the show, you know, and. Yeah. You know, Omar doesn't, you know, compare us or, like, you know, try and put us against each other. He coaches each person individually, you know, and we're all showing up to, you know, to win. We're all showing up to be the best. But at the end of the day, you know, we're teammates. You know, we have a good time on stage. We laugh, you know. It's how it is, you know.
Yeah, and you're all on that Olympia stage.
Is Frank Griffin on Team Ventura also?
Yes, Frank is. He's one of our top guys.
Yeah. To me, the Team Ventura guys, you guys have a particular look to you. Very hard, very sharp. It's impressive.
Travis, like you said, that's always the goal with us is, you know, conditioning always. You know, you can't go wrong with conditioning. If you're conditioned, it's going to look visually like you're going to draw attention to yourself, you know. You're always going to be crisp, you know, dry and hard. That's like Team Ventura look like. Yep.
Is there secrets
now,
in that?
Now, how long... I'm sorry?
It seems like the obvious question for Fat Boy over here is there a secret to that? How are you doing that?
It's a grind, man. It's grind. Cardio, get your meals. This is really it, man. Yeah. There ain't really no secret to it. Just grind.
Now, how long did you compete in NBC before turning pro?
Let's see, I started competing late 2013, did my first national in 2014, took fourth at Junior USA's camp. I hooked up with Omar in 2015. We hit Junior USA's again. I took first in my class, but now with that national show, you got to place top three overall. And
I
fell short of that. And that was my first show with Omar. It brought me in. You know, unbelievable. I was impressed with what he dialed me into. Coming to team, we went to team U in New Jersey, Teaneck, New Jersey. Took second in my class and went pro there. And then it was, you know, history ever since then. I went pro within 2 shows of working with Omar. So
now, do you guys have a particular training style? I mean, do you pre-volume,
you know,
heavy sets?
Well, usually we tend to follow like a higher volume workout. You know, it's very, very, a lot of sets, a lot of reps, like 10 to 15 reps, a lot of sets. And, you know, it's just based on the individual, really. You know, he tailors it to each person, you know, what your weak points are, what you need to bring out more. You know, and that's why I think we do so well also is there's no cookie cutter plans, you know. Over this way, you know, it's all tailored to the individual.
Now, to me, it's all about mitigating and managing insulin spikes. So can you tell me, what are your carbs like and what's your cardio like right now?
Right now, like I said, my off-season, I do probably about 20, 30 minutes 4 times a week. Depends how I feel. I might do it fast. I might do it after my workout. My carbs right now are sitting pretty high, around 450, 500.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I'm a pretty fast metabolism, and you know, it makes it easier when dieting down for me. So sticking around there, and then my training, I tend to train 5 days a week. So.
And what are some of the things you feel like you want to bring up before you get back on stage this summer?
Well, you know, a key thing for me is I always don't think I'm conditioned enough. I came in, what I was really thinking in Kentucky is I came in, because
conditioning is never an issue for me. It was coming in full. So, because when you get so conditioned,
it's funny. I've heard you mention that backstage.
It's hard. It's really hard to stay full. Like, you have to eat all the time. And if you go flat, like, you need to eat again. And because if you go flat for a certain amount of time, you'll stay flat. You won't be able to fill back out. So, for Kentucky, I came in, you know, full. But the fullest I've ever come in, I think that's what really helped me as well. You know, that call out was so long. While that call out kept going,
Oh my God.
Over. You were in that track. I mean,
yeah.
Like for 20 minutes, I was like, Jesus, guys, like, you know, but I mean, I stayed full. And I think that's what helped me is I didn't really fade. I just kept getting better and better as that call out went on. And they moved, I mean, you know, you were up there. They moved us around. I had no
idea what was
going on.
Yeah, they worked us. They worked us. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a great time, but man, they really worked us. But yeah, so that was the goal for the next show, for my next show is definitely fullness, coming harder, drier is always the goal. But as far as body parts go, my back is pretty dominant. Don't really have to do too much there. I would say we talked, it was my arms and maybe bringing out a little bit fuller of a chest and maybe a little bit more medial delt work. But not really too much. Just minor changes.
Right. Fine tuning at this point.
Yeah, just fine tuning and, you know, you can only make so many improvements over such a period of time. You know, you don't want to try and do too much at once.
Now, you really had a big 2017. Not only did you get a win at Kentucky Muscle Pro, but you transitioned out of active duty military into, I guess, the Guard now?
Yes, so I transitioned from active duty military to the National Guard in Pennsylvania. So now I don't work every day. I work one week in a month. I actually changed my job, transitioned to like a medical field, so I'm doing that, and it gives me more time to do more personal goals that I had in mind. I did 6 years of active duty in the Air Force. Loved my time, loved my deployments, but you know, I really wanted to keep serving, but I also wanted to pursue my bodybuilding goals a little bit more and some other personal goals I had. So this will give me more time to focus on those and really trying to achieve more. When it comes to that.
Now, I'm sorry, I know it is Army jargon. They call it an MOS, but I guess in the Air Force, it's like an AF.
It's AFC, you call it. So my AFC right now is Aerospace Medical Service. It's a pretty cool career.
Okay.
Basically,
and that's
what's that?
And is that what you did when you were active duty also, or no?
When I was active duty, I was services. So I worked in, like, you know, the fitness centers, the defects, and stuff like that, and
okay.
Helped with in those terms of fitness and stuff like that in the military.
And what is it you do now in aerospace medical?
Basically, if you were to compare it to something on the civilian side, basically be like a nursing or like an LPN, a licensed practical nurse, along the same lines of providing health care for, you know, our whole active duty force, you know, when they come into the clinic and need care, which is really, really important in my mind, you know, because I think we had a conversation before, it might have been on Facebook, that people don't get the care they really need, and, you know, it doesn't really seem like people care as much as they should, you know what I mean? So,
you posted something about maybe appointment at the VA or trying to get in or something like that. I think I do remember that conversation.
Yeah, it was with the VA, you know, a lot of people have problems when they get out with the VA and their health care and their disability and stuff like that. So I'm trying to go along those lines and try and help people out with that and that. Because I, you know, was getting put through the loop even myself, even transitioning into the Guard, you know. I don't think people really realize what we have to go through. And not to say that some people do, but, you know, I don't think it's really, really seen. Until like, you know, I've experienced it, and it's stressful at times, you know. So it's really an eye opener.
I know a few other competitors that that work in that sort of environment that are advocates for
veterans? Oh, yes, there's a lot. There's a ton. Mm-hmm. Like, we have Xavier Gaydon. He's an active duty Marine. He's like an E-8. Mm-hmm. I know how busy he is. I've talked to him backstage. And sometimes I ask him, like, hey, man, how are you hitting these many shows? Like, you know, like, and we got a bunch of like Army, you know, you got Logan Franklin, Jeremy Potvin, ex-Army veterans.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like some of the better guys in this sport have some kind of military or are in the military, have a background. I've seen a trend.
Well, I meant specific to your concern too, and your focus on, you know, veterans medical care and so forth. I've come across a few competitors that are actually involved in that sort of thing, advocacy plus helping developing rules and different sorts of things. So that's pretty cool that you're focused that way. So yeah, no doubt. You military guys rock. You got that structure and dedication.
Yeah, I think that's what carries over into the competing life too, as well as. Structure isn't really anything new to us, you know, we've dealt with it for years, you know, where we're used to it, you know, structure and being on time with stuff and being disciplined and dedicated, it all just kind of carries over to competing as well. So kind of, I won't say it's easy, but it makes it easier than it would be for some other people who don't have that structure, didn't really have that discipline and aren't really used to it. It could be kind of complicated for them when it comes to that.
Now, you mentioned deployments, plural. How many deployments did you go on?
So in my 6 years of active duty time, I went on 3 total deployments. Like I mentioned before, Nigeria was my last one. Deployed twice to Qatar there, once in 2013 and another time in 2014 and 2015 for those.
How was that? You weren't hanging out at the oxygen gym or anything, I suppose.
No, that's a little bit up north of us. That's up in Kuwait, but not as strenuous of an environment as Africa was. Not as, you know, we had a little bit more there. It's, you know, right next to pretty close to Dubai. You know, it's pretty built up. We have nice gyms over there. It's a pretty big hub. It was definitely, you know, but those were my first 2 deployments, so it was definitely still an eye-opener for me. Like, you know, I think that's where I really grew as a person, and, you know, that's where I got a lot of my personal growth from, you know, on those deployments. You know, I had a lot of downtime to myself, you know, and just really thinking about what I want to do in life and, you know, seeing some stuff out there with other people don't have it as good as, you know, we do in, you know, over here in America, and, you know, you see some of that stuff, and it makes you more grateful for everything that you got going for you good over here, you know what I mean? You don't take anything for granted. Absolutely.
Right. It's a little bit stark, I suppose, compared to the sort of cultural goings-on we have in the States. I mean, are you married or that sort of thing? I mean,
What's that?
You're married? How's the personal life? Was that one of those personal things that you were wanting to work on now that you're in the Guard?
Well, yeah, that's true. So, no, I'm not married, but I am in a relationship, but that's one of the big things, you know, constantly having to leave, it kind of takes the strain of some, like, a relationship, and, you know, it makes it a little bit tougher in that aspect, so you can focus on some more stuff like that, starting a family, you know, things along those lines, long down the road, but you know, things like that, just little things like that makes it a little bit easier when you have a little bit more time on your hands. You're not constantly having to go overseas or, you know, dealing with other mandatory military things in that aspect. But, yeah, like you said, the cultural, like seeing different cultures and seeing different things over there, you know, it gave me more perspective on other things in life, you know, and it really helped me out seeing all that stuff.
Yeah. Y'all are that limited 1%. When I was young, it's like the idea of being away from being able to chase women and do whatever I wanted to do. That was like, I'm not going to do that. It's like, are you kidding me? You guys are like dealing with that all the time. So it's amazing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your service.
Oh yes. Yeah. It's.
Now,
Now, although you won't be competing in Columbus, will you be there, like at the expo, in a booth at all?
No, I will not be there. I have some things, other things going on, but I will not be there. But I will be trying to make an appearance at some other shows this year. The New York Pro is close to home. I'll be at the New York Pro, Pittsburgh Pro, some other big top tier shows this year, but I will not be at Columbus. It's going to be a great competition, of course. You know, we got some, I believe, three or four Team Mature guys in it. You know, we got Dre Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Frank.
Oh, yeah.
You know, off the top of my head, they're all
on the
team. They're definitely going to be up there. And
they're going,
you know,
yeah, they're going to come to do work for sure. For sure.
Oh, and that's really going to start off, you know, it's going to set the tone for the rest of the year, you know, for the rest of the guys, not just them, but you know, the whole league, you know. So it's going to be, this is going to be a very interesting year because you're really going to have to see, you're going to see, you know, dudes showing up to shows, you know, you can't be off anymore. You can't be slightly off. You have to come, you have to bring your A game, you know, because everyone is coming for it, you know, and it makes it more exciting, you know.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Looking to lose weight, gain muscle, lean out, bulk up? Well, I do it all. Personalized service, detailed workouts, and most of all, results. So, you have an upcoming wedding, cruise, class reunion, or just adopting a healthier lifestyle? Hit me up. I'm at Travalis@gmail. Or on social media, Instagram, IFBB Pro, Travalis Blunt, or Travalis Blunt on Facebook. Hop in my DM or message me. And back to the show.
You hang with these guys and you're all on the same team. Can you give Travalis any tips? You know, maybe inside, being that, you know, we're interviewing you, you know, maybe kind of throw him a pointer or something. Dre a little off or something.
You mean LL Cool Dre and Sugar Ray?
Yeah. Are you posing? I saw one interview, I think at Kentucky Muscle, with Christian Duke from Iron Addicts, I believe, and you were talking about your posing, and I know some coaches encourage people to kind of flex between sets and that sort of thing, and it sounded like you posed a lot.
I mean, posing is, in my opinion, just as huge as anything else in a sport. I know a lot of people kind of brush it off, but to me it's like, you come, you know, say Travis comes
to a competition and, you know, he comes dialed, he looks great, he looks like the best person out there. But if he can't, present himself to look like the body person, someone else that looks almost as good as him, but not quite, can present themselves to work
that
better,
gonna beat you.
That person's going to win. You know, if you can't,
every time.
That person's going to win. Every time. It's going to happen. And I've seen it. I've seen it happen. Dudes look great, and they don't even place because they can't present themselves to look great. You know what I mean? It's huge. It really is. And
you have a signature pose, yeah?
Oh, I think I have a few. I have a quarter. Quarter turn pose. I do. It's kind of like
a flat profile.
Yeah, I have that one.
Yeah.
It's funny how that whole posing routine came together. I was working with Omar going into my pro debut. You know, I came up with something and we just kept changing things here and there, and then ever since then, I haven't changed really much of anything when it comes to my routine since then. Just maybe little minute stuff like my footing or the position I'm in. But as far as it goes, I do the same posing routine every time because for me, it shows my strong points and hides my weak points. You know?
And that's really what it is. You're creating that, you know, illusion.
Yeah, and that's what posing is. You gotta present yourself to look the best you possibly can where it looks like you don't have any weak points. You know? And then you gotta look too when it comes to posing is when you're doing those comparison rounds, like we're at Kentucky, you gotta look around and kind of see who you're standing next to. If you're standing next to a tall dude like Frank, man, you're really gonna have to open up and make yourself look big, you know? If you're standing
right, try to get as big as possible so that he doesn't gobble
you
up.
Yeah, you gotta really kind of look and position yourself according to that as well. Posing is a huge game that I think it's really underlooked and overlooked because some people try to do too much when it comes to posing. And then it's just like, you know, it's either too much or not enough. It's a pretty hard thing to nail. But I feel like us on Team Ventura, we do a pretty good job of getting on the stage, hitting your poses, and getting off the stage. You don't need to do a 2-minute routine, you know, hit your money poses and, you know, shuffle up.
It's not over-exaggerated, but, you know, enough swag to kind of keep your eye and...
Yeah.
And you mentioned three poses. What were they again? How do you describe them?
The quarter turn, then I have one where I bring my arm across my chest, and then I have a another one where I'm coming around from the back, and it's kind of like a double back bicep leaning toward the right, but I'm relaxing my arm a little bit more and hanging to the side when I'm coming back around.
In the third?
Well, the quarter that, turn, that side, it's like a side quarter turn. In fact, I call it the Mugford.
You call it the what?
The Mugford. That's just how
it's
I know it.
I've actually seen some dudes, I think a lot of people like that one where I have my arm across my chest. Because I see a lot of people
borrow it.
trying to do it.
That's my move.
Does it work with the photography? Do the photographers tend to catch it? Catch them all
What's
the
that?
Way you like? Do the photographers tend to catch them, or is it angled?
Oh, yeah, they catch them all because I make sure to hold each pose that I want them to catch long enough to where they can catch them.
Okay. Good.
They usually catch them all every single time, yeah.
What are you thinking in terms of, like, your foot placement and how your physique looks at those moments? How do you think it kind of, you know, what's your philosophy related to it?
Well, that's a really good question, actually. As my, you know, my physique keeps changing. Obviously, it never stays the same. So, and that's what I was talking about. You know, I don't really change my routine. I just change minor things with my placement of my body or my feet, depending on how my physique looks. You know, so if you know, my chest and shoulders are looking pretty full, but, you know, my arms aren't looking as full as my chest and my shoulders, I might not show too much of my side and face more towards the front and stand straight on to really try and show those strong points and hide those flaws, like I was talking about before. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it really looks like what you look like the day of the show. You really got to kind of plan your game around that and, you know, work with it. It's planning from the minute you start prep to the minute you step on stage. There's nonstop planning. You know what I mean? You can make a plan, but, you know, it's stuff.
Life is going to happen.
Go on the plan. So you got to always be able to
tell me about it. Just on the fly.
And adapt. Yep, and make change on the fly. That's how it goes. You got to be able to.
Definitely.
Well, that extensive amount of posing practice that you're doing and that mind-body connection sort of thing, I guess, all kind of works in. So, you know, it, depending on how your diet is, you know, maybe if you got in on a flight and your body hasn't adjusted or this and that, all those factors, you're actually sensing
it. All that factors. And I usually don't hold too much water. That's not really an issue for me. But as far as just hitting the poses, like I hit my poses so much that it's not even, I just do it now. You know, it's not even a thing for me anymore. You know, even between sets when I have time in the gym, hitting some of those poses or, you know, flexing and holding certain poses during my time in the gym between sets, really getting that mind to muscle connection. It's so important to know, and not even just then, but, you know, practice not in front of a mirror. You know, people practice in a mirror all the time, but you don't have a mirror on stage. You can't practice. You don't have a mirror.
Know what it feels like.
Yeah, you got to know what it feels like, and you really have to get your mind in the game and know where you're at and feel every movement, you know what I mean? Like, and really, you know, talk yourself into it and zone out.
So by doing it with that frequency and knowing where your physique is in terms of diet and your physiology at that given time, you're probably really sharp and on point versus, you know, people that are, you know, maybe not even, you know, they don't even necessarily have any aspect of their program down pat.
That's one thing I have 100% confidence in every single time I step on stage is sometimes I might not be as hard or maybe full or as crispy as I want to be, but like, I know one thing,
the posing is going to
always going to be on point. And you know what? I really think that's what really keeps me up in the top, that
first
top
call out
every single time. Yeah. First call out is the posing. You know, if you make that connection with the judges, as soon as you walk out, you're going to know it. You're going to see it, you know, and they're going to like it. And I can almost feel that every single time I go out there.
That's awesome.
I could see that. Matt, tell us, where can the listeners find you on like social media?
What's that, Travis?
Where can they find you? What are your social media outlets?
I have a Facebook, but I'm not too active. Like on my Instagram, I'm pretty active. What I do on there, training, posing, tips on diet, training, posing.
You do offer
what I do and how I balance everything. All that on Instagram. It's fit_guru. _IFBBPro_ was my Instagram. You can find me on there.
Okay. And you are currently taking clients?
Yes. So that's a new thing, actually. I'm glad you said that. It's a new thing I've been, you know, kind of working with. And, you know, under the mentorship of Omar, who's coached me, who's helping me, you know, kind of mentor me in how to coach other people as well. You know, that's what a good coach does, you know. He mentors you and mentors you on how to
give you the information.
Yeah, you understand why.
Absolutely.
I have like 15 or so clients right now, not too many, but enough to where, you know, I can keep up with them and check in and dial them in. All of them have done pretty well for the most part. You know, I have lifestyle clients. I have people that want to compete, people that just want to get in shape. You know, I just give people the knowledge that I have that I wish I would have had coming up, you know,
early on,
the younger generation, you know what I mean? Right, pay it forward.
And then what about sponsors?
What sponsors help you along?
Yeah, as far as sponsors go, I got Blueprint Supplements, Venom Labs are kind of one and the same. Hooked up with them a couple of years ago, and they've been working with me, doing great things for me ever since. So I got them. We have a ton of great products that I actually use and I truly believe in. and them. So one of my big sponsors right there.
And do they have a website?
Yes, they do. BlueprintSupplements.com, and you can use my code FitGuru on there to save you some money on checkout. I actually even have a they have a certain stack that I use on there as well when it comes to cutting and bulking for the supplement use on the website there. So look for that Fit Guru stack.
Yeah. All right. Well, like I said, you're one of the ones that I see, you know, periodically throughout the season. And I'm looking to be in Chicago this summer also, so we'll definitely, you know, we'll hook up in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you brought your best physique to Kentucky, so I'm really excited to see what you bring, you know, these next few weeks, these next shows that you've got coming up. Like I said, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a grind, you know, so it's gonna be an interesting year, like I said before, as far as
absolutely.
Where everything goes.
All around the world.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And like I said, your Team Ventura guys, they kick it off here in, just about 3 weeks or so? Down in Columbia.
And they're looking insane.
Always. I saw Ray on Instagram the other day, and I was like, shit, I need to go to cardio right now. It's ridiculous.
It's just, the dude changes by the day, and it's just, you know, it's motivating, you know, you got to stay on your feet. And that's what I think is going to be interesting about this year is we all have to stay on our game. There's no time to go off track, you know.
Dre, you got to be careful down there with that Medellin cartel in Colombia.
Yeah, it's funny because even like Omar right now, like he's on me right now, even though we're in off season with the status checks and, you know, how's my training going? How's everything else in life going, you know, across the board, but,
really?
You know, weekly, you know, so.
Really? So they keep
now, hold
keep
on,
tabs
before
on
we get out of here, have you made any decisions? I know you're in the market for a new car, right?
Yeah, I am.
Right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So, how's that going?
I haven't made any decisions. Yeah, I mean, definitely gonna make a decision by this summer and treat myself to something. It's something newer. I have a Mercedes Benz. I'm looking to upgrade to a newer year, a newer model. You know, so if anyone knows anyone, you know, send them my way. You know, look. Right, please, please do. Yeah.
Well, Travellis, take you down there and find you a Lambo dealership in Miami or something.
Oh yeah.
Hey, maybe Miami Muscle Pro.
I'm sure
Giovanni knows somebody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course he does.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen, I want to thank you for your service and appearing on the show tonight. And again, congratulations on your win at Kentucky Muscle. And we look forward to seeing you make your 2018 debut in Chicago.
Hey, man, I appreciate the time. I appreciate the questions. Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really been focusing on and trying to bring up this season is my middle back, my rhomboids. Shout out to Dr. Green over at Performance Driven Chiropractic here in Orlando, Florida. If you're in need of any work, guys, go ahead and pop in. Tell them that Travellis Blunt sent you. They are literally chiropractic savants. You just simply have to describe the problem. You know, they kind of get to touch it and feeling around and instantly find it and diagnose it and get you on the right track. And they've made me better in a matter of weeks. So I'm sure they can help you also. But I needed for my rhomboids to pop, and, you know, they've been working with the scraping and some cupping and all of these different, procedures to really, you know, help me to be the best that I can be. So yeah, if you're ever in need of any work, go and holler at Dr. Green over at Performance Driven.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hotspot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit HotspotCompetitionTanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.